Now we have a report from the border crossing between Pakistan and Afghanistan that's been in the news recently. Last week, Pakistan closed the Torkham crossing for NATO supply trucks after U.S. helicopters mistakenly killed two Pakistani border guards. Since then, there have been multiple insurgent attacks on NATO trucks stuck at the crossing. While the border is shut to NATO, it does not create much of a barrier for the Taliban. That's what NPR's Kabul correspondent Quil Lawrence found when he traveled to the Afghan side of the border.
For some time, the conventional wisdom held that Taliban fighters had been sneaking back and forth to Pakistan through the rugged mountains in the northeast. But American officials now suspect that the lion's share of them are simply walking through the Torkham border crossing at the entrance to the Khyber Pass, either paying a small bribe or passing completely undetected. Chaos is a mild word to describe Torkham, where a constant flow of trucks, cars, pedestrians, and even wheelbarrows carrying women and older men cross back and forth. Kids run around hawking drinks and telephone cards, weaving around the border guards. It only takes a few minutes observation to see police on the Pakistani side hitting up travelers for a few dollars bribe. On the Afghan side, not even that much attention is paid as people walk into the country. John Muhammad from the nearby city of Jalalabad admits to being a small-time gold smuggler. He says that ethnic Pashtuns, like most of the Taliban and most of the border guards here, are rarely stopped at all. Those who don't speak Pashto face more hassle, but Muhammad regularly sneaks his gold through without paying customs. And he says he's sure Taliban fighters are crossing too. It's not like they have it written on their faces, says Muhammad, but they're Talibs.
No problem, Taliban, no problem.
Muhammad says it's much worse on the other side of the border, in Pakistan, where the Taliban move openly in trucks between their camps. The head of the Afghan border guards in Jalalabad agrees with the smuggler. All of the explosives, all the weapons are coming from Pakistan, says Mohammad Zaman Mamozai, who has supervised the border police here for the past 2 years. He thinks more insurgents cross through the mountains than use the gate, but he says with 40 to 70,000 people entering through the official border each day, there are probably hundreds of Taliban among them. Mamozai would like more help from the international community, but he wants it to be used on the Pakistani side, which he believes is actively helping the insurgency.
All those aids and helps that the international community gives to the Pakistan, all those resources are being used against the international community. Everybody knows about it.
Mamozai adds that many Pashtun tribes straddle the poorly marked border here and aren't even asked for passports as they come and go. The U.S. military recently sent a special task force out to the border to tackle the problem. Just on the Afghan side of the border, a car with a loudspeaker blares religious music that was commonly played before prayers during the Taliban times. A local mullah is appealing for donations to build a new mosque. A driver named Sadiqullah, who does the route daily from Torkham up to Kabul, says he's dead certain that he's carried Talibs in his car before. Out of 100 who pass through the border, he says, I think none of them get caught. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR.